special guest on today. I'm a little early and not really sure what time we'll start exactly. I just will send out a reminder right quick just to remind the guest about our meeting for today. The thing is, you know, my husband always jokes about my podcast because he's like, hey, you're asking people to come on and you're not able to financially compensate them. So some people are going to flake on you. Some people are just not going to do it. They're going to say that they want to, and comes time and they're just going to be a no-show. And that's fine. It's okay, because I always make a time schedule around the time that I'm up and moving around anyway. I don't make it at a time that's inconvenient for me, so that if the person didn't show or didn't reciprocate, then I'm up and I'm mad because I had a no-show. But it's fine. I just use this opportunity to come on and talk about things that I want to talk about. So it's fine. It's perfect. What I'm going to do, though, while I'm waiting for this next recording, just want to recap. We have a couple of podcasts that have been published that I would like you guys, the girls, to go on and listen. It looks like people have been listening to Chatting with Donna, and they have been listening to Rock with Ron. We're very happy. We're glad that you took time out of your day, out of your life, to go on to the podcast and to listen. We really, really, really appreciate it. Like I tell people that are guests on the show, this is a very small podcast, very new podcast, and not everybody will listen to podcasts as they will flip through TikTok videos or will go on YouTube. So to me, it's a very different market for us to break into, but I know that it can be done. I know that we will get followers, just like I have followers on Facebook and I have followers on TikTok and I have followers on YouTube. But I think this one I have to work a little bit different, because not every single person that I know listens to podcasts. So I'm going to have to step out of my box and reach out to all kind of people, not just people that I know. So I'm going to have to hit some different groups and different things on social media. But I want my husband to rest assured that, yes, people will hear your story. People will start listening. People will start sharing. But it just takes a little bit more time than a TikTok or a Facebook, because people are scrolling anyway. They see your video or they hear your story and they just hit share right away. But on the podcast, people have to really be on a podcast, listen to a podcast, and then see your podcast pop up and say, well, maybe I'll listen to this one or maybe I won't. So it's a little bit of a different strategy, but I think we have got this. So I'm down here. I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm mic'd up. I have my recording lights on. I have my iPad ready. I have my phone ready to do a couple video shots. And that is just how I roll. So if you guys have any questions or concerns, or if you have any information on broadcast and podcast and how to be able to send it out so that it hits a bunch of people at one time, I would appreciate that, because we're really new to this. Now, I started this podcast back in probably 2019. And I had full momentum, and then COVID came, and then I had to learn how to work from home and how to stay in the house all the time. And I kind of let the podcast get on a back burner. Now we're just picking it up again. And now my husband is more ready to talk about his situation. You know, he has been cleared by his own self to talk about it and be able to help others. He's even gone on to an online support group for amputees that I have on Facebook, and he's going in there, and he's also contributing when people, like new amputees, come on and they have questions on different amputee related issues. He's going through and he's answering them like a professional, which I appreciate. So it's so good to just see his growth alone in this old stage, because it's all new. You know, no matter how many years later, losing a limb is losing a limb, and it's something you have to deal with every single day, and you just try to put your best person forward at all times. But sometimes is bothering you. Sometimes it's hurting you. Sometimes you need other like minds, other people who are in your situation to vent with. So that group is great. And then he does belong to a group in Springfield that they get together maybe twice a month. And they don't really just sit there and dwell on the amputee part of it. They talk about their everyday life, what they're doing, what kind of vacations. So they keep a real strong positive head. But every now and then they will talk about their situation, especially if it's close to an anniversary of when one of the members have been amputated. They will sit around and they will talk about that. And it's very liberating to listen to all these people and all these stories and how far they've come. But what I get out of it is the things that they've been through to get to being amputated. You know, some of them may have had different surgeries, some of them diabetes, some of them different medical, like blood clots and so forth. It's like so many different things that could lead to amputation. So they are an interesting group. And you get to see them face to face. So the ones online, he doesn't get to see, but it's probably 1,000 people, I believe, in that online group. So it's always a new person coming in with a new problem that he's already been through and he's already solved. And he dives in there and he gives it his all when he types up the email, because he's not a typer. So he's poking finger to finger. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching TV, but I'm like looking at him with my side eye, you know, watching him and watching his growth and just being proud of the things that he is able to still do. A lot of people don't know, because you don't see him like a lot of family members. You see him wearing a mask, right? And what I mean by that, the mask is the leg, the mask is the pants, right? So you don't see him when he's not wearing the leg, and how he has to maneuver around the house and some of the frustrations that come along with it. Because when he's with family members, he's usually just spending maybe a couple of hours with them, right? So that's still good, but you get to see two maybe 3 hours a day out of the 24 hours of a whole day. So you get to see a little piece of his world that a lot of his close family members don't even recognize, the struggles and things that he's going through when he takes that leg off or before he puts it on. It's not always a joyous occasion, but when he leaves the house, when he closes this door, he puts on that smile, and they would never ever know. It was a couple times when he was doing some caregiving for his mom and he had to stay all night, and his family just don't know the struggles that he had to go through with this leg at night over there with his mom. It was incredible. And I told him on a couple occasions, your family loves you. I know that you guys have short manpower. You know, it is what it is. You guys have to take care of your mom and you have to do this or that or these days or not. But they need to know your struggles, because maybe somebody could step in and relieve you for a couple hours or this and that. But he refused. He wanted to press on. But I'm just saying that because people don't know what you're going through if you do not tell them. People think they know you. Just because I see you all the time or I see you every day outside of your home does not mean I know your daily struggles. No one knows if you do not tell them, family or not. They just don't know. But now, by him coming on and doing this podcast, they may know, because he might disclose different bits and pieces. And I'm just going to let him take the mic and just say what he says. Now, I do go in there as a podcast host and I will clean up some things. And I see that some of you have questions. Some of you have a lot of questions about the initial podcast that he did. And we are going to address all of those issues and questions. We just want to wait till we get a couple of more listeners and a couple of more questions so that we could just do it all in one swoop. And like I think we probably said, we're going to take this in small chunks. And we're going to do little bits of information at a time so that we can make sure that we're clear on the information that we're giving, so that you guys understand what we're talking about. And we're probably going to cut the chunks down to like a 15 to 18 minute segment, Right, because those are easier. You can pop them in your car, you can listen, and it's a short, easy listen. And that's what the point of this. We want it to be short and easy, but he wants to be able to tell his story. And I want to make this clear. We're not telling his story to try to harm or bring discredit or anything to the surgeon who performed the surgery. I think we're a little bit moved past that at this point. Not to say that we're not still having ill feelings toward him, and we don't mind given his name and location, because we did have a docket number. We do have this all documented on court documents. But that is not the point of this. The point of this is to just tell Ronnie's story and to see his successes after the surgery, and to talk about some of the things we went through during the surgery and during the hospital stay, so that maybe we can be helpful to someone else who's going through that. Not necessarily the lawsuit part of it, but necessarily the humanity part of it, being a patient and your patient care and things to look out for. And when you have family members that have appointments, how important it is to kind of be there and be that second set of eyes and ears. Okay, so this segment is coming up on 11 minutes, and I'm going to get ready to end, edit, and publish. Okay, everybody have a great day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for following and listening to this podcast.